from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard. And we're going to go live to Chicago. One of the delegates representing Allegheny County at the Democratic National Convention is Sean Malloy. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So how does a person become a delegate?
Well, you can do it a bunch of different ways. I'm a Democratic National Committee member, which means I'm a representative from Pennsylvania to the Democratic Party. And that means I get to represent the Commonwealth. At the convention. You can also represent one of the campaigns, and that's what most delegates are this year. They were elected by the Biden campaign, selected by them, and then elected by voters during our primary earlier this year.
And you also are the vice president of political programs, LGBTQ+ Victory Fund, correct?
Yeah, that's my day job.
And so, for people that don't know, you have this opportunity to represent the region, and we're halfway through the convention so far. What was your takeaway from last night with the Obamas both appearing?
It was absolutely electrifying. I was in Denver when Barack Obama accepted the nomination in 2008. I was in college Democrats, very younger. Much younger back then. And that was a really electrifying experience. But the last 2 days so far have matched that energy. And that's just so exciting. And so it's an honor to be here representing Pennsylvania.
So on Monday, you had President Joe Biden speak. Last night, former President Barack Obama. Tonight, former President Bill Clinton. And what are you anticipating this evening? I'm sure as this thing ramps up, the energy level and excitement do too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can probably hear in my voice a bit, we're screaming, we're excited, and we're really looking forward to doing something, right, to help make sure that Western Pennsylvania has a fighter like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
And I'm just curious, did you know when they did the roll call that Aliquippa Mayor Dwan B. Walker would have a chance to speak? He was very passionate when he did.
I didn't know that was going to happen, but no, we saw so much passion, not only from him, but also making sure that all these other states, I think you could hear in their voices, right, that they are excited to help support both Kamala and Tim Walz and move us towards the future and not go back. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here with this convention.
When you say that and you hear the criticism from the other side is Kamala Harris is way too far left. Donald Trump said she went full communist this week. How do you react to that? What do you tell people that say this is communism from Kamala?
I mean, I think that's absolutely crazy. But at the same time, like, these are the folks who are pushing Project 2025, right? Give the super wealthy everything. Make sure that the folks who are taking advantage of loopholes, right, you know, continue to attack folks like my family. You know, let shrinkflation be something that we continue to deal with. All while we have a competing vision from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to say, hey, we need to control housing costs. We need to control healthcare costs. We need to make sure that the super wealthy are paying their fair share. And, you know, if they want to call doing that extreme, you know, let's see what happens, because I think the American people are going to vote for the vision that's going to move us towards a positive future, not go back to a negative one.
We're with Sean Malloy, a delegate from Allegheny County in Chicago. What is the most pressing issue? Is it the economy? We hear about the border. We hear about the jobs. What is, in your mind, the most pressing issue?
Well, I think, you know, every single family and every single person has their own pressing issue. I think all of those are important. But I think what we've heard, right, we're getting to know Kamala Harris. And so we heard from, you know, from her family. We heard from her husband, you know, and we heard from folks who understand that no matter what issue we're choosing, we are going to elect a fighter, right? Someone who's going to fight for all the people, not just someone who's going to fight for their party, not who's someone going to fight just for themselves, right? In the small way Donald Trump fights for only himself. We're going to fight for a candidate who has all the people in mind and is going to bring that mindset every day to the Oval Office. And I think that's what Pennsylvania needs, and I think that's exactly what we're going to work to help make sure Pennsylvania does here in November.
And what do you anticipate tonight? I mentioned Bill Clinton will be speaking, Tim Walz will be speaking as well. Who else is on the agenda that you're excited to see?
You know, I it's really exciting to see them, right? We're getting to know Kamala Harris, we're getting to know Tim Walz, and we're getting to feel, you know, the love they have for public service and, you know, taking the fight to the folks that are really, you know, at odds with the normal Pennsylvanian. But I'm really excited to see Bill Clinton. I think hearing from former presidents, right, and also down-ticket candidates, right? We're hearing from a bunch of folks from around the country because, you know, Barack Obama said it last night, it's not just Kamala Harris, right? Kamala Harris needs a team of fighters with her. And if we look at the Pennsylvania state legislature, the, you know, House, the state House is controlled by one seat. And we see some of the things that are blocked, whether it's a higher minimum wage, more affordable health care, reproductive freedom, LGBTQ rights, right? All those things happen because we have a state Senate that's blocking them. We need to make sure that we are electing folks that we're going to hear from tonight and tomorrow, right, down ticket. Malcolm Kenyatta from Pennsylvania was on the stage last night, gave an absolutely amazing takedown of Project 2025. But we need to make sure that we're electing those folks as well. And so I'm excited to hear more from them tonight.
All right, Sean, appreciate the time. It's 5:43 there in Chicago. So thanks for getting up early. And I also hear that, and this is nonpartisan, both the Republican and the Democratic conventions, people like to go out and party a little bit too.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. So, yeah, happy to join you though.
All right, Sean Malloy, Democratic delegate from Allegheny County in Chicago on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.